This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are live at the North Dakota State Fair today on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, which you can find out about online at ndforallenergy.org. ndforallenergy.org. And we're going to be joined by a world-class panel throughout the program starting later in the hour to answer some of the questions that have come in about the wind industry. And we've done a couple of programs and had a lot of questions, and a lot of them come in after. Hey, you know, what about, hey, I heard this. And so if you have questions you'd like to call in, you certainly can do that. Better yet, come to the North Dakota State Fair, because we'll be here till 11 with What's on Your Mind Live, and then here after 11 as well, on the Dakota Talent Stage at the North Dakota State Fair. So come on by and find us. I have tickets for about anything you can imagine here at the State Fair. If you ask a question of any of our guests, I also have a My Pillow for you and a little hat today from our fine sponsors. It says Wind Power right there on it. So how about that today at the fair? We also on the program today have Mark Lauder. He's a former press secretary to Vice President Mike Pence. He's going to join us in a little bit. We'll recap the visit of the Vice President to Grand Forks yesterday. Really was a pretty extraordinary event. For one thing, the Vice President received news from the President moments before he walked into a room of supporters of Congressman Kramer and said, I just talked to the President, and we have a deal with the EU. It's just hot off the presses, but he wanted me to tell you the following. This is now the Vice President saying the President wanted to tell the folks in the room the following. That the EU and their agriculture community will be buying a lot of soybeans. He said they want to buy a lot of soybeans, and he said it just like that, leaned into the microphone. Soybeans and a whole lot of other crops, of course, and other American products. So that's a great little boost to this little debate over the farm. To me, on this whole trade thing, which much of the conversation yesterday, there was a round table with a number of folks that sat down with the Vice President and gave them their feedback. A lot of it was related to this trade situation, and certainly the larger group. I sat next to some farmers, one from Mayville and others as well that were there. And you either are in one of two camps. And I think one camp is you recognize that agriculture has taken the short end of the stick for a lot of years, and this President wants to fix that. He talked about it during the campaign, and now he's doing it. Even like on the steel situation, I mean, there's some signs there that there's some great opportunity, even in the EU opening up there. And if Mexico is next in Canada, and then you continue to fence with the Chinese, why wouldn't you want somebody on the other side of the table advocating for a fair, free, level trade playing field, right? So anyway, you're in that camp where you say go get them. Then there's a group of folks that are in the status quo camp that just don't mess with anything. Don't just leave it how it is. And part of that is because it's been a tough couple of years in agriculture, certainly. So there's no doubt that I understand that. And then the other is the ones that are trying to exploit this. And that's the unfortunately the crowd that really make me ill. For one, the terrible Donald Trump shouldn't do this. We got an EU deal with the EU. Oh, I don't know any details. I don't know. This isn't any good. They judge it before we even know anything about it, right? And then a bailout package. Oh, that'll just be on the backs of taxpayers. Well, has Heidi Heitkamp ever advocated for anything that wasn't on the back of taxpayers? Of course not. every spending, every spending bill that she comes out with, and it's usually, by the way, spend more. You're right, spend more, spend more. In fact, she didn't vote for the tax cut. She told us it was because the tax cuts were not permanent. Well, if the tax cuts had been permanent, guess what the score would have been on the debt. So it's phony baloney. It's just a lot of politics, and I tune it out. I really do. People that are genuinely concerned about these things, look, I get it. It's been a tough couple of years, and I think you got to decide, do I trust the president to ride this out and negotiate well, and in the end it'll be better, or not. And you know, that just is what it is. But people exploiting this for political reasons really disgust me. They really do. And no matter what's done, it's not good enough. You know, so that's just kind of crazy. So that was a lot of the discussion yesterday. And there also was obviously a great deal of talk about Kevin Cramer's attributes as a senator. I mean, Vice President Pence couldn't have been more eloquent in his, description of Kevin Cramer and the work he does in Congress on North Dakota's behalf and what he sees and how he sees that, and also about his character. So that was pretty neat. Anyway, anytime the vice president visits, that's great. So we'll recap a little of that with Mark Lauder, a little bit about him. Also, Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke is in North Dakota. He is honoring North Dakota, Native American Indian police officers, Native American police officers from North Dakota, and we're going to talk a little bit about what he's doing here and on that, and then some other things as well, because, of course, he was with the vice president, flew in with him yesterday, and I want to ask him a little more. Last time we talked, we did talk a little bit about how the president operates with the cabinet, what kind of information is exchanged, how he prioritizes, and just talk about that interaction, too, between Vice President Pence and President Trump. So we'll do a little of that with the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke today. If you have questions for any of these people, and by the way, Tammy Eibach will join us. Tammy is the director of the NDCS group that we are hosting today for this fine event. Bob Harms from the Harms Group, who is a policy advisor as well. He is someone that is guiding these folks on the legislature and the different things that happen in the policy, federal and state, laws impact the industry certainly as well. Representative Mike Brandenburg here with us today. A good historic overview on the wind energy development in North Dakota. David Day, who's a rancher, landowner, right now in a proposed wind development, as well as Daryl Lease from the Farm Bureau, Randy Crispin from the Public Service Commission. All things wind energy today. And again, your questions, welcome. And we're going to tackle some of the questions you brought. We also have the issue that we've heard about on the mitigation specific to the North Dakota Game and Fish. We have that issue as well. That's come up a lot. So we got a lot to cover on the program. We'll check in, too, with Andy Rickoff. He is at the Minnesota Vikings training camp as well. So as you can see, we got a whole lot to tackle today. Now, to join us on the program, we'd love for you to come to the fair. Really, that's the fun part today. That's where we're going to be. So come join us at the fair. And we do have a microphone here. All you got to do is let us know you have a question, and we'll make sure that you get a chance to ask the question. Once you ask the question, we're going to throw you MyPillow. Free MyPillows at the fair. And also a wind power cap today for our fine sponsors. So as you can see, we're going to have some fun. But that's the best way to do this, is to come right here and take all that in and join us on our special broadcast today, brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Find out more at ndforallenergy.com. If you can't make it to the fair and the Dakota Talent Stage, where we not only have hats and MyPillows, but also tickets, you can certainly call us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our telephone numbers, and also text myself at 367-2054, 367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. So a busy show, but a fun show coming up. Get in. Be bold. Ask away on any of the questions that you have for any of our guests today. We want to hear from you. Todd Mitchell and I have changed places. So Todd was at the fair Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm here today and tomorrow. Any advice for me, Todd, here at the fair? Anything you think I need to know?
Keep warm, which is not the usual advice I would have at the North Dakota State Fair. Usually keeping warm isn't the issue. It's keeping cool. So it's kind of a different change of pace as far as that goes. I did not locate the deep fried Kool-Aid, so I have not been able to drink the Kool-Aid, as it were.
Okay.
As it were. And one more word, Tubby's. There you go.
Yeah, you told me that's the bacon thing, right?
Well, burgers, but they also do a heck of a breakfast thing, too. So if you're into doing a breakfast before the show, highly recommended.
What did you tell me about a bacon room or something? I thought there was some...
The bacon bunker. Toasties can fill you in on the bacon bunker. That's
okay.
That, you know, if you do get into a toasty situation in the afternoon, a nice cool reprieve in the bacon bunker would really work.
Is that right? Okay, I'll ask you about that. And, of course, the Daryl's Racing Pigs. We have to go to that. So,
absolutely.
We're making a list now. You know, Kool-Aid being first on the list. So we're going
to
do that.
You'll have to fill me in. Oh, and Wagner's Wagon. Make sure you stop by. Patty and Nick will take good care of you.
There's always so much to take in at the fair. You can't do it in one day. And really encourage you to come on out and take advantage of the fun. We're very close to the mini donut stand, so I remember I asked you what you know, if folks want to find us, how do they find us? Mini donuts. That you know, we're right just across from the mini donuts, across from the main drag. Gate D. If you come in Gate D, that's kind of the main entrance in, and the midway and the food are on your right, and then you know, all the exhibits, your commercial exhibits, and the buildings are on the left, and we're at the Dakota Talent Stage, which is part of State Fair Park. SRT sponsors the State Fair Park by the big tent that you see at the fair. And free if you stop and see us at the North Dakota State Fair. So it is simple as that. Come on by and see us today at the fair. Okay, 800-228-0550. Any questions about Mike Pence? What do you want to know about the vice president or anything you've heard, anything you like, anything you don't like? Talk with someone that worked pretty closely with him when we come back and recap yesterday's trip of the vice president to Grand Forks, North Dakota, and the Grand Forks Air Force Base, which is fantastic too, folks. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Incredible state. This great state grows our nation's food, it pumps our nation's energy, and the good people of North Dakota literally embody the resilience and the spirit of America itself. And it is great to be back in the Rough Rider State.
Vice President Mike Pence yesterday, and you know what? Sixth trip between the president and the vice president since they've been president to North Dakota. As Congressman Kramer said, the state formerly known as flyover country. Isn't that great? I love it. We're brought to you also today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. How many decades they have been powering affordable, reliable electricity in North Dakota. It is a sight to behold. And, you know, we talk often on Energy Matters, for instance, about different details. We had a farmer on the other day who is now farming reclaimed land, actually by Underwood, Doyle Johannes, and talked about that process and how, you know, first couple of years it's hay and then you get it back to crop land. And, I mean, so think about that. You pull coal out of the ground and then you reclaim the land, you put it back the way it was, and then, you know, you're farming it. It's really an incredible story. It's also an incredible story that it's reliable and affordable, even though it is under attack under many fronts from a regulatory and, you know, an extreme environmental community. This is why we encourage you to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org and be part of the team. All right, we continue on to What's on Your Mind Live from the North Dakota State Fair. Stop and see us. Free tickets, free MyPillows. Now, the MyPillows, you have to ask a question because that's a big-time prize, you know, and also the wind power hat. So come on by and join us today on the program. We'll chat next with someone that knows the person you just heard, yesterday's visitor to North Dakota, quite well, and that is Vice President Mike Pence. He's a former press secretary to him. His name is Mark Lauder. Mark joins us on the Newsmaker line today. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Tell us what we don't know about Mike Pence.
Well, what you know with the vice president, the guy you see on stage or on TV is really who he is in real life. He's a committed you know, family man, one who has deep love for the country and where we're going, and he kind of wears that right on his sleeve very proudly.
And, you know, he's very, very different than the president, but in this case it seems to me to be a perfect match, right? That one has strengths, the other doesn't, and where the president is a fighter and he's out there, you know, jumping up and down and sort of just having that bold 24/7 energy. Pence seems to be the kind of calm, cool, collected, just, okay, let's execute. I mean, they seem obviously very close on policy things, but as far as their style and their execution, it's quite a bit different, isn't it?
I wouldn't read the differences in styles and the way they communicate things to be anything different than they are absolutely committed to the president's policies and that of advancing our country. The vice president has his own unique style, unlike the president, who has never been a politician before. The vice president has served in Congress for a dozen years, was governor of the state of Indiana, and he's more of a more attuned to politics and having served the country and the state of Indiana. But make no mistake, they are definitely 100% lockstep together when it comes to policy.
How do they work together? How do they, he talked a lot yesterday about getting a call from the president right before he came in to announce the deal with the EU, which certainly was good news in the farm country of North Dakota, for example. But, he also talked about when he's away from the White House, they're talking several times a day. So how do you see them, a president and a vice president, their relationship is darn important to the ultimate success of the administration. How are they doing this?
I'll tell you, they have become very close in the last couple of years. The vice president really didn't know the president very well prior to joining the campaign and when he went through that process. But they've become very close. When they're in Washington, D.C. together, they are usually with, in the same office or within a few feet of each other at most times. And when they are traveling, one or the other or both are on the road, you can guarantee that they are on the phone multiple times a day. And they always want to make sure they're keeping the other person in line, in constant communication, know what's going on. It's really a remarkable partnership with the president calling the shots and then the vice president going out there and making sure that the people know we're working to get votes in the United States Congress. And that was one of the big reasons why he was in North Dakota yesterday, making sure that folks in North Dakota realize that this election you've got coming up is very important, because we've seen too many times where Senator Heitkamp says one thing when she's back home, but she's voting more in line with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters when she gets on Capitol Hill.
Is there a better example of that anywhere in North Dakota, sort of anywhere in the country, rather than what is happening in North Dakota? It seems to have caught the attention of a lot of people that there is, you know, one story back home and another in how the vote goes. And it sounds to me like people are noticing and paying attention, and this is Exhibit A all across the country. Is it?
Yeah, it absolutely is, and there are a number of states in my home state of Indiana, in West Virginia, Missouri, Pennsylvania. You've got folks who want to talk about creating jobs, but then they vote against the very tax cuts that put more money in people's pockets and has led to millions of jobs being created and millions of people getting raises and bonuses. And even though we are having difficult conversations with trade, we just saw yesterday what happens when we have a strong leader in the White House who's willing to make those tough calls to bring people to the table so we can get a better deal for our farmers, for our manufacturers. And that's what we've got every day right now with President Trump.
Pretty interesting. Well, I appreciate your time very much and sharing a little of the story of the vice president, helping us recap what happened yesterday. It was a interesting day, certainly a lot of energy from it, and I was most appreciative of the fact that the vice president, despite a busy schedule and, obviously coming from one event and headed back to Washington, D.C., and more events this week, that he took the time he did at the Air Force Base. Grand Forks Air Force Base, I know, appreciates it. They're a great part of, the nation's defense, but also certainly for our part of the world, we think a lot of what they do there every day. So that was good stuff. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate chatting with you.
Thank you. Look forward to being back.
Mark Lauder, who is a press secretary for the current Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, a little insight into him today on the program. So I appreciate that very much. Okay, a couple of texters. And by the way, Ryan Zinke will be here at the top of the hour. He's the Secretary of Interior. Any questions as it relates to issues with the Interior? And I think it's fair to say from our previous conversations with him, this is going to be an Interior Secretary that is aggressive on energy development, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. But any questions, get those in right away, or stop by the fair, or give us a call, either way. So your questions first for the Vice President. I thought we were the Peace Garden State. Remember that clip? He said the Rough Rider State. So I think we're the Rough Rider State, too, aren't we? I don't know. The official moniker is certainly, but I've heard us called Rough Rider as well. When I was coming into Fargo the other day, says another listener, I noticed an old building, and at the top of the east side was a faded sign that read Pence Motor Company. How cool is that? I don't know if I've noticed that. Another said, everything the left has ranted about with Troop is doomsday. It's all falling flat, though. Not the tariffs seem to be working themselves out. The left has to be shaking in their shoes. I'd love to be a bug on the wall in Schumer or Pelosi's homes. Any of these naysayers, are they ever going to say Trump was right? The left is never going to admit he was right. It's about power. Always has been. Thanks for that. More after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The choked-up chief in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, discusses the shooting death of a veteran cop while on duty yesterday.
He's a 17-year veteran who was well-loved by the department and a friend of mine.
Police officer Alfonso Morales says the suspect was wanted on gun and drug violations. He was shot and wounded by other officers and is currently in custody. Then overnight, an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training was shot and killed and a second officer wounded after they approached the driver of a car along an interstate just outside Phoenix. A struggle ensued and the suspect got one of their guns. It's not clear whether that suspect's in custody. The Labor Department says 217,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the previous week, but still a little below what analysts predicted. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? Live from the North Dakota State Fair today. Yeah, it's going to warm up. Trust me on this one thing. It's, you know, it's already, the sun is shining now, and, you know, wind is, well, it's just a slight breeze. I think slight breeze is what I would describe it as. Anyway, you're still at the fair. So come to the fair and join the fun today. We'll be here today and tomorrow on the Dakota Talent Stage. If you stop by and see us here, we do have a couple of microphones that we can hand you to ask a question, and we welcome questions from the audience. Always appreciate that. And we're going to be chatting a little bit about wind development in North Dakota, and welcome your questions on it. In fact, we've done a couple of programs on this already and had some questions, and we're going to tackle some of those answers today, but always welcome more. So feel free to stop by. Get a free MyPillow, when you come by. So that's kind of nice. And also we have wind power hats for you here today and tickets to the fair. So just ask for tickets. And we'll be at the stage till 1 o'clock today. So encourage you to come on by, say hello whenever you get here at the North Dakota State Fair in Minot today. And we have an all-star panel of folks that are with us here today on the program to talk a little bit about this industry. We still have Ryan Zinke coming on a little later on, but we're going to sprinkle this conversation really through the rest of the program and welcome your questions and comments. I mentioned earlier that Tammy Eibach would be joining us. Bob Harms is here, Representative Mike Brandenburg, David Day, who's a rancher and a landowner in a proposed wind development, and Randy Crispin from the North Dakota Public Service Commission. Daryl Lease will be joining us from the Farm Bureau a little later on as well. Tammy, nice to see you again. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. What about you?
I'm doing good. I'm at the fair. Right? I mean, isn't everybody good when they're at the fair?
I know, but I'm wanting to smell mini donuts. I can see them, but I can't smell them.
Well, they haven't cranked up quite yet, I think.
But get on that.
That's going to be our reward after a very fun hour here today on the program, don't you think?
I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. Our program today from the North Dakota State Fair is brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, online at ndforallenergy.com. You're the director of NDCES, NDCC.
Yes. NDCES.
Yeah. NDCES.
Yes. And I am the director, and I'm really impressed with this all-star cast we put together today.
It's pretty fun.
It's going to be a great show.
What do we want to accomplish? What are we trying to do today?
You know what we're going to do, Scott? We're going to talk about education in terms of wind energy in North Dakota. I think that there's a lot of people who are coming to the State Fair, been to the State Fair, have not really been fully informed on wind energy developments in North Dakota. We're going to talk about it in depth.
Absolutely. We have a Public Service Commission member with us.
I know.
Yeah, how about that?
The one we love the most.
Randy Chrisman of the Public Service Commission is here, and sporting a Chrisman Public Service Commission hat. Those are sporty. I think you got Donald Trump beat on the hats.
Hey, I got better looking hats than Donald Trump.
Yeah,
by a mile.
And that's saying something. Yeah, exactly right. To Tammy's point, how have you seen in your time on the commission the amount of wind development that is happening here, the contribution to the energy sources available in North Dakota?
Well, in the 5.5 years I've been on the commission, there's been a substantial amount of wind energy development come in. I think I voted for about a dozen wind farms at the commission. Some of them are built, some are under construction, some are just kind of hanging out there, I think looking for customers or something like that. So the amount of development has been substantial.
And we have a real live state representative here. Mike Brandenburg is here as well with us today on the program. Mike, how are you?
I am fine.
Nice to see you. Was North Dakota constrained in the past on wind development?
Well, Scott, just to give a little history on what's happened in the wind industry as well as all the energy in the state, if we go back 20 years ago, North Dakota was producing about 3,000 megawatts of coal and 800 megawatts of hydro. And now today, North Dakota is producing about 4,500 megawatts of coal, 3,000 megawatts of wind, 800 megawatts of hydro, and then also probably 500 of natural gas in-state, and another 1,500 being shipped through the pipeline. So we're shipping out of the state about 10,000 megawatts of power. That is going, we only use about 2,500 megawatts. And so we're an export state, and we can make that bigger and better, and that's the goal of what we're trying to do.
Talk a little bit about what you've dealt with in the legislature on the North Dakota tax side of this.
Well, Scott, there's always been this perception out there that wind is highly subsidized, and so this last interim, I'm a member of the Energy Committee. We went through this, and we had the Midwest Independent System Operators in, and people from the Southwest Power Pool in, and those can go cover about 25 to almost 30 states, not total, but, and then also Saskatchewan and Manitoba is a part of MISO. So, our power, the Minneapolis, Chicago market is our power, as well as all the way down to Texas. And so, is looking at the taxes. And it's very interesting because we really went through it with a committee. And if you're looking at the income that's coming in from coal, it's about $73 million for the state. And that some of that goes to the counties. And wind is bringing in about $12 million to the counties. And then with the sales taxes, they don't have the sales tax exemption. There's looking at about $30 to possibly $50 million coming in there to the state. So I think we've kind of balanced the numbers there with coal and wind, but the real powerhouse in the state is oil, and you're looking at $4 billion there, and it's been as high as close to $6 billion. So we got a different animal there, but we're trying to balance that and work together. And I think if we all work together, North Dakota can benefit because these are good paying jobs, whether it's wind or coal or oil or whatever it may be. But I think our future is that we can expand this market and make it better, and that's my goal, and that's what I'm trying to work on, and that's where I'm at, Scott.
All right. So again, on this point of subsidies, you hear that a lot, and also things that are happening on the federal side. Hand the mic, if you would, to Mr. Harms over there. Mike did a nice job of telling us kind of how the lay of the land is as far as the tax situation in North Dakota and the balance between locals and federal. On the federal side, how does it work?
On the federal side, Scott, so what Congress has done over the last couple of decades is created a production tax credit that essentially gives 2.4 cents per kilowatt of tax credit to wind, and that's expired and then been renewed and expired and renewed over the last decade or two, and the energy industry has finally come to an agreement, and that production tax credit expires. There was a deal made in Congress about 8 years ago, 6 years ago, that eventually they would phase it out. So it phases out at the end of 2019. And so by December of 2019, if you don't have a wind farm that's available and eligible for the tax credit, I think at that point you get, I think, a remaining 10 or 20%. You can use that production tax credit and use that for the following 10 years. But essentially it goes away at the end of next year.
And folks I've talked to in the industry, there's no effort to renew it, right? They understand this is baked into the cake and it's going away.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Even the wind industry is resolved on that and settled. My clients understand that, and they have no interest in trying to go back to Congress to have that renewed. So I think the entire industry is settled that this is going to be policy for years to come, and that production tax credit goes away in 15 months.
I also have a question from a member of our audience here. It says, I loved wind power. I love wind power. What is the opposition argument? Is there, Randy, you probably hear that more than anybody, and maybe Mike a little bit as well in the legislature, but what is the opposition argument they're asking?
Well, I'm glad to take this question. It works well, because from the Public Service Commission's perspective, I need to look at it from a different angle probably than some of the other panelists today, because we've talked a lot about kind of from a standpoint of, is it good economic development? Is it bringing money in? Mike talked about tax comparisons, comparing sales tax. Well, that's while it's under construction, but the sales tax will be gone then once they're built. So from the PSC's perspective, what I'm looking at here is our responsibility to make sure we have a reliable grid. Is wind just being built here for export, or is it displacing the reliable baseload products? I also have to look at what are the costs going to be to the consumers years down the road after the subsidies go away. Then on a different hat, we also have siting authority over these projects. And when it comes to siting authority, whether it's a wind farm, a pipeline, a power line, there's a lot of requirements in the siting laws. Anybody could look at the siting laws, find things in there they like, find things in there they don't like. But my responsibility as a public service commissioner is to uphold those laws, the ones I like and the ones I don't like. So I want to emphasize, we look at it more, the importance of the grid reliability and affordability long term, more so than what's good for economic development. And so if to the extent that wind is displacing baseload energy, that is a concern for people. And so when someone asks what could be the opposition, there's one of the examples.
All right. Tammy, you look like you want to add something to that.
No, I don't. There's a lot that we can talk about in that component, but I think that in North Dakota, we really love that all-of-the-above energy policy. And with Commissioner Chrisman, with people like Mike Brandenburg, we all work together to support the coal industry, the oil and gas, and wind working together so that we can continue to export products out of this state, just like we do with cattle, with soybeans, with wheat, keeping our economy strong.
So let me ask you, Mike. You're in the legislature. Is there an all-of-the-above sentiment to your colleagues? Do they want North Dakota to be known and support all-of-the-above energy development?
Aaron, there's some that say that, and there's some that don't, and some that don't know. That's probably the best way to say it. But I just like to talk about just what has happened in the past and where we're going. You know, 20 years ago, we were producing 3,000 megawatts of coal, and we couldn't get any more power out of this state, and 800 megawatts of hydro. I mean, we had physical boundaries around this state that there was no way in God's green earth we were going to get more transmission to ship coal out of this state unless we brought wind to North Dakota. And I was at meetings in Minneapolis, as well as Bob Harms here when he was working for Governor Schaefer, and we heard those people.
That's just the political landscape.
And that's the political landscape, right, of this thing. And so coal has went from 3,000 megawatts to 4,500 megawatts, and that's a benefit to them. That would never happen. And then that transmission that's coming here, we work with 25 states plus. So we put it all in South Dakota or Manitoba or Saskatchewan. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter where you put it. It's all we're losing is the economic benefit to our people out in our state. I mean, I know right now there's projects that have left this state, and they're not. You know, they may come back someday. There's a balancing act to this state, to this deal, and.
Hold that thought, if you would, Mike, and we're going to take a break and come back with more of our conversation. Leah and Benedict has a question. We have a short break for a conversation with Ryan Zinke at the top of the hour. Then we're going to keep this going to 11. And if you have questions or comments, did you see the lady that just came and gave us a big thumbs up? She's enjoying the show, liking it. So come by and see us. You get a MyPillow if you ask a question at the State Fair. More after this.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I just got word that the FFA Pig Show is going on right now, and you know, there's just only so many of me. But otherwise, I'd love to be over there and take that in. I will be at Daryl's Racing Pigs a little later on. Daryl must be dealing with the pigs right now because he's going to be joining us, I think, in a little bit from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So he's coming, right, Tammy?
He is coming.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
He'll be here in the 10 o'clock hour.
That's beautiful. We are brought to you today, our broadcast from the State Fair today on What's on Your Mind by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. More of our discussion with the panel and questions. Welcome. 800 888-228-0550 after we say hello to one of our fine sponsors, the one, the only, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, how are you?
Hey, good, Scott. You talk about energy. We got good energy going this week. The Spirit of America is going strong. We're in Kintyre, North Dakota, installing a flagpole for a gentleman who purchased this flagpole in honor of his wife's service, a long-time service to the National Guard. And what just more great people, Scott. Good, honest, working farmers, family, and American exceptionalism to its finest. And we've this is our fourth pole in 3 days, and we're getting ready to head back towards Williston, where we got a couple more to put in. So we're happy.
There's no quit in you. That's great to hear. It really is. And I tell you, there's a lot of American exceptionalism in every corner of North Dakota. That's wonderful. It's also, by the way, a fabulous idea that your customer is doing and putting a flagpole up in honor, of someone. You know, to do that, to salute a veteran in the family or the memory of someone that's a patriot. Great thing to do, and I always say there should not be a business anywhere in North Dakota that doesn't have a flag up front. So if you don't, ndflagpoleguy.com, give them a call, 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, and they're all American-made, of course.
Yes.
I have one in my backyard, and
thanks.
I absolutely love it. Well, you be safe with that tyranny assault vehicle on the highways and byways there. Sounds like you've got some traveling to do today.
Yep, we're traveling, Scott. We will, and we got our seatbelts on, and we're not talking on the phone, but we're getting to the next site, and I'd like to thank everybody. And hey, just one request, Roger from Mercer. Roger from Mercer, I lost your number. Please call me. If anybody knows Roger and Mercer, he wants a flagpole. I appreciate it.
So just tell Roger, have you called Jim back? He lost your number, 571-FLAG. Only in North Dakota could we get by with that. Anybody know Roger and Mercer?
Please call right, Jim, ND Flagpole Guy.
ND Flagpole Guy, 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless America.
God bless America, and God bless Jim the Flagpole Guy. He's a dandy. All right, Leah Benedict is here for our panel with a wind question. Leah in Benedict. Go ahead, Leah. What's your question?
Yes, hi. My question is there any consideration for the density of lumping of these wind projects together where you're going for many miles, because there currently exists wind towers up there along Highway 83 south of Minot, and this year they're building a wind farm in the Russo to Turtle Lake area, and they're currently trying to get this one in the Benedict area, and this would amass for about 80 miles solid wind farm towers over the prairie landscape. And the...
All right, Leah, let me do it. I got a short segment here, so I want to just interject, because I think we have enough information to answer your question. I'll go to you first, to Randy Crispin from the Public Service Commission. When you cite these, is there a consideration for where other wind farms are?
We look at it. We take into consideration the fact of the matter is that the developers usually have leases in place, and it is an amazing engineering science behind these things. They plan them at the distances, not a certain distance apart in every case, but from each particular turbine on each particular hill in each particular area, they've got it figured out to a few feet how far they should be apart in order to get the maximum amount of production out of each turbine.
Oh, I'm sure, but has there ever been a survey done of those who aren't signing, of how many of the population in North Dakota are in favor of the wind farms? Because this is the integrity of our prairie, and the magnitude of the visual footprint is enormous on the prairie, and it's not just about whoever is making a profit on that partial land,
right.
But we have an integrity of our prairie issue.
Leah, I only got a minute left, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but I do want to get Mike in here, because Mike has obviously no doubt heard something similar in the state legislature, and there is something called private property, right? So if someone decides to put something on their property, they obviously can. But Mike, what about our concern?
Yeah, Scott, what I've learned about this is that about 70% of the people support it and 30% don't. I mean, that's just my observation. That's what the surveys show, too. And you've got a lot, some people that just hate them, and you got some people that love them. But it's kind of like an oil well, you know. Some people hate them, some people love them. Same thing with a coal plant. Some people love them, and buildings and towns and everything else. I mean, it's about private property rights and what you want to do with that property and what you can do with it. It's your property, and if you can develop it, you know, if you don't like wind towers, don't put them on your land.
Tammy, for Leah's benefit, has there been any surveys done or anything on support for the wind industry in North Dakota?
There have been some surveys. I don't have the data in front of me, but absolutely, like Brandenburg said, too, that 70% like it, 30% don't. And you don't please all the people all the time, but it is. It's a private property rights.
Very interesting. Well, I appreciate the call, Leah. Thank you very much, and call again. Glad you're listening out there. More with this panel after a little break. We're going to come back with a conversation with Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of Interior in North Dakota today, and then pick this up all the way to the top of the hour. So stay tuned and keep your questions coming.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.